We're going to talk now about road safety, and a deputation that went to Kerry County Council and went to the Castle Island Corcaguina Municipal District. They've appealed to the council to address traffic safety concerns at one of Castle Island's busiest roads. A deputation from Scolnaife Carthick Boys National School on College Road addressed the Castle Island Corcaguina Municipal District, highlighting their concerns. The deputation was brought for the meeting by independent councillor Charlie Farrelly. And with me on the line to talk about this, we have the principal of Scolnaife Carthick, and that's Conal Kelly, and also junior road safety officer at Castle Island Boys National School, 12-year-old Lucas Quinlan. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us on the programme. Conal, if I can start with you, this is obviously a key concern of the school, and you've got the students involved to try and make changes here.
Good morning, Jerry. Yeah, thanks for having us on. You're right in what you're saying. It is something we are facing on a daily basis, the traffic issue we have here in the school. We're in a unique position in that we're located on College Road in close proximity to two other schools. So there's three schools on the road. We're the last school on the right. So a lot of the traffic turning outside the school is coming from town along with the other two schools. Now, a lot of the children, we're trying to create healthy habits, and we're trying to promote them walking to school, cycling to school, etc. But the issue they face is they have to cross the road outside the school alone. So with the volume of traffic that's there, it's a very dangerous situation we find ourselves in.
I remember doing a feature on this a couple of years ago now. I know Bobby O'Connell was raising it at the time, looking for road safety works and other things to come into force on that road. Because as you said, you've St. Patrick's Secondary School, you've yourselves, you've Colossus, Padraig Naffa as well, all on the one road, and also residential areas as well, and all sort of traffic coming onto that road, as well as it being, you know, you're at the top of Main Street, you turn left, a lot of traffic going out that direction.
That's correct. And let alone, we also have Craig Caves, which is in the spring and summer months, is one of the busiest tourist attractions in Kerry, just above us here in the school. And along with that, obviously, it's a huge agricultural area here in Castle Island. And again, we're facing agricultural vehicles and machinery on the same road. We actually had the road safety officer from Kerry County Council, Declan Keogh, visit us on a number of occasions this year as part of his strategic safety plan that they're putting in place for all the schools. And even on one of his visits, he witnessed himself firsthand a vehicle speeding very in excess of the speed limits past the school during the busy peak time of collections, and he got a fair fright on it. So he is aware firsthand himself of the dangers we face here in the school.
Yeah, certainly is. Lucas Quinlan, good morning to you.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me on the programme. Listen, what was it like going before the council meeting the last day and arguing your case for more help from the council on road safety?
It was good.
Mm. What are your concerns?
My concerns are that one day someone's just going to get run over.
And do you think, Lucas, do you see it every day when you leave and go to school, how busy it is?
Yeah, I see it every day.
And tell me about your letter.
I addressed how I'm worried that there's too much traffic passing by and turning outside the school in morning time and afternoon. And we always have to cross the road ourselves. And I'm worried there'll be an accident someday, especially with the junior classes.
Yeah, particularly. And you said to the councillors, you urged them not to wait until it's too late to take action now to help your school.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Lucas. Well, listen, we'll see what happens with regards to it. Conal, can I talk to you about what you think will come out of this? I know the Board of Management is very active on it as well in terms of the road safety element of it. Signage isn't enough, Conal, you're saying.
Yeah, and you're correct on what you're saying, Jerry. This is something that's been brought to the attention of the council probably more than 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, the question we'd ask as a school is, when is sufficient time to have something happen or put in place the correct provisions? When is sufficient time? Is it after a child or a staff member or a parent is involved in a serious accident? Because as far as we're concerned, next week is too late. It only takes one moment for that to happen. So, I mean, the signage is there, but it's obviously not being adhered to. But what I'd ask that the Kerry County Council look towards, and we had very positive talks the last day, and a lot of the county councillors themselves were in agreement of this, that obviously a zebra crossing is the perfect solution, or one of the solutions that can both serve ourselves, but also the other two schools, because they're a part of this as well. And if that isn't feasible, well, then a school traffic warden, and again, to be strategically placed on College Road, that'll help the children of all three schools if they need to cross the road. We recently put out a survey to the parents and the children just to see what their views were on traffic and the traffic management. And the one word that springs to mind and was coming in on the surveys from the children was that they were worried and that they were nervous crossing the road. I mean, no child should be worried or feel nervous about coming to or from school.
Yeah, yeah, that certainly is something that should be solved. Lucas, do you think a zebra crossing, would you like to see a zebra crossing for all three schools? Would that be an idea?
Yeah, I think a zebra crossing would be a very good idea because it would help everyone cross the road.
Yeah, and from all three schools, you'd all know where to go. The cars would know they have to stop and you'd all get across safely.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Conal, final point. Look, is that the hope that it's either that or the other? I know the speed limits are going to be reduced from the new year to 30 kilometres an hour. That will help. But really, between the three schools, it probably is zebra crossing is the only answer, is it, for this stretch of road?
Yeah, we'd be in full agreement of that. That's something we'd be advocating very strongly. And again, we'd be saying, when is the time to act? It's not to wait until something happens, but to be proactive rather than reactive yet.
Conal, getting Lucas and getting the school students involved, it's a good, I suppose, lesson for them because they're the ones most affected by it. Do you think that will have, I suppose, the desired effect on Kerry County Council to see young people getting involved in an issue that affects them and their lives?
I know Lucas, it was a big deal for him to be there in the meeting the last day, and he got a great reception from all the councillors, and they thought it was great to see that the school was getting involved in this sort of an initiative. But yeah, look, I suppose as a school and as a principal, you're trying to teach the children road safety, especially in a busy town like Kessel Island, and the initiative we brought in of the junior road safety officer is just to highlight the issues that we face here in the school ourselves, but also that they might face in the town. So we're trying to just highlight and bring awareness to that for the children, and it seems to be very successful at the minute.
Okay, well listen, look, we'll see what happens with regards to it. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us about your experience the last day. That's Principal of Nave, Scoil Nave Cártaigh, Conal Kelly, and also Junior Road Safety Officer at Castle Island Boys National School, 12-year-old Lucas Quinn, who went as part of a delegation to the Castle Island Corcaguina Municipal District meeting during the week, looking for action to be taken on College Road, an extremely busy road. It's an agricultural route. It is a route to Craig Caves. It's a route for residents and for people connecting and driving out of Castle Island to other parts of North Kerry as well. So all of those factors coming into it as well. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the programme.